Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're going to finish the first parak of Maseches Megillah, parak Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph, and begin the second parak of Maseches Megillah. So the last Mishnah, the first parak, contrasts the Mishkan in Shiloh and the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Ein Bein, Shiloh Yerushalayim, the final Mishnah in the Ein Bein series of Mishnahs. The only difference between the Mishkan Shiloh and the Mikdash in Yerushalayim is Elisha B'Shiloh Ochlim Kachim Kalim Maiser Sheni B'Kol HaRoa. When it came to the Mishkan Shiloh, you're allowed to eat Kachim Kalim and Maiser Sheni anywhere that you can see Shiloh from. Over Yerushalayim, Lifnei Menachoma, but in the Beis HaMikdash, you're only allowed to eat Kachim Kalim and Maiser Sheni within the walls of Yerushalayim itself. V'kan, kachi kachim ne'chalim lifnei menachlaim. But in both instances, both by Mishkan Shiloh and in the Beis HaMikdash, when it comes to eating kachi kachim, you have to eat it dafka within the curtains, within the azara of the Beis HaMikdash itself. Kedusha Shiloh yesh acharei heter. Another difference is that after the Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed, there was a heter bamos, o kedusha Yerushalayim in acharei heter. But after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was no more heter bamos, meaning we were like today, we can't bring karbanos after the Churban Habayis. So now we move on to Parak Pei's Mishnah Aleph. So the Mishnah talks about some unusual ways of reading the Megillah. Hakoris haMegillah mafreya lo yotze. If a person reads the Megillah in reverse order, he's not yotze. Kra'a alpeh, he read the Megillah from memory. Kra'a targum b'kalashon, he read the Megillah in Aramaic or in any other language besides for Hebrew. Lo yotze, he's not yotze. Aval koronos alilazos palas, but you could read it for people who don't understand a language, who don't understand Hebrew in the language that they do understand. But if a person doesn't understand Hebrew and he hears it in Hebrew, he's still going to be yotze the mitzvah, even though he doesn't understand Hebrew. So any other language that you don't understand, you're not yotze the Megillah in, but if you don't understand Hebrew, you're still yotze the Megillah in Hebrew. So to review what we did today, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph, we said the difference between Mishkan Shiloh and Yerushalayim is that in Shiloh, you could eat Kachim Kalim and Maaser Sheni from wherever you can see Shiloh, whereas Yerushalayim only in the walls of the city of Yerushalayim. Kachim, of course, has to be eaten only in the Azara. And the second difference is that after Shiloh was destroyed, we have a Heter Bamos. After Yerushalayim was destroyed, there's no Heter Bamos. And then Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, we learned that if you read the Megillah out of order, you're not Yotze. If you read it Palpeh, or you read it in Targum or in other languages, you're not Yotze. But if someone doesn't speak, if someone speaks a foreign language, you're allowed to read it to him in that language. But regardless of the person's ability to understand Hebrew, he can always be Yotze if you read the Megillah to him in Hebrew. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel.